Now we will sing the prayers which we will study today, verses 32 to 37.
Kishira wa janjatam, Kishira wa janjatam, Punya shloka shikitaye, Punya shloka shikitaye, Yadapi asyangamaye, Yadapi asyangamaye, Malyasye pachandaram. Ajastramasya kshemaya Pahaya cha suramishan Bharavataram yanye Avesyam Krishmananam Avidya Karma Karmavi Shravana Smarana Arhani Karishyami Tikeshana Shinvanti Gayanti Binanda Vikshasa Shinvanti Gayanti Binanda Vikshasa Smaranti Nandanti Taveritam Jana Smaranti Nandanti Taveritam Jana Teva Pashyanti Yachirena Tavakam Teva Pashyanti Yachirena Tavakam Pava Pravaho Param Param Puja Pava Param Param Puja Avyadhyanastvam Sakitehita Prabha Avyadhyanastvam Sakitehita Prabha She has a sweet Sivitanaji Vina. Sivitanaji Vina. Yesham the Chanyat Avata Param Bhaja.
Yesham the Chanyat Avata Param Bhaja.
Parayanam Rajasya Jitam Hasan. Mukam makarati vachalam bhagam nanghate kri yagi pandamam vandhe ishi kurai jivichayam Om magyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chikshuritam yunatasya ishi kuraiya
We had some homework last week, and the question was, how is Krishna's mercy coming to you? Did anybody get some mercy this in between the classes? Mercy, yes.
I got mercy of the Association of the Vaishnavas.
Okay, you got mercy of Association of Vaishnavas.
Which I'm not sure I can always take.
Yes, that's sometimes we're reluctant to receive. Okay. Anybody else get some mercy this week? Yes?
Special service to the special Vaishnavas.
Special service to the special Vaishnavas. Yes?
Yesterday I woke up and my body was in so much pain.
Wow.
So I cried out to Krishna and Radha.
Right.
Have mercy. And then I took some painkillers because the pain was so strong.
Right.
And after half an hour the pain went, so I just had to thank Radha and Krishna.
Good.
Because some days, you know, it happens like that.
Someday, okay, so the pain went away?
Yeah.
And you said thank you to Radha and Krishna. And the painkillers work, because they don't always work, you know. It's up to... In the Ayurvedic medicine, they say you have to pray to Vishnu so the medicine will work. The Ayurvedic. Yeah, Shri Vishnu and also prayers to Vishnu. Okay? Wow, it's a tsunami out there today. Yes, a rain of mercy. You get it before you come in. purified. Anybody else have some mercy this week? We're always getting mercy, of course. Okay? Is there any mercy that you didn't want to receive, you were reluctant to receive this week? Something, yes?
Plenty of service.
Plenty of service. Yes, sometimes the service is like the rain. It comes down very heavily. And it's so much service that it's sometimes hard to take. Yes, it is difficult. Anything else, any other mercy you are reluctant to receive? Yes. The Kunti prayer, that's... Oh, you're reluctant or it's okay?
It's a mercy.
Oh, it's a mercy. Okay, good. I thought you were reluctant. All right, yes. We can also answer the first question as well as the second question. Any more mercy that happened? Okay. So Kunti has explained how Krishna is very bewildering to the non-devotees because he acts although he's inactive. He's born although he's unborn. And the most bewildering thing about Krishna is how he's subordinate to his devotees' love. Even though he's the most powerful, fear personified, he's afraid of him, but he's afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. And Mother Yashoda is so powerful that she can catch Krishna. Whereas the yogis, they are trying since millions of years at the speed of the mind, and they cannot touch the tip of the lotus feet of Krishna. But those feet, because he saves those feet for his devotees, they are special mercy for his devotees. So now Kunti will show how people have many opinions as to why Krishna comes to this world. And among these reasons will be why he comes for us even today, as we chant his holy name. And that's one of the reasons he comes. And that will be in the prayers of Queen Kunti. So why does Krishna appear? Because he loves his devotees. So how does Krishna express his love for his devotees? He answers the devotees' prayers. So let us hear today of the reciprocation of love between Krishna and his devotees. Verse 32. Kichira purajam jatam punya shrokish kirtaye yada priyas yanvavaye malayasye vachandanam. Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings. And others say he's born to please King Yadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. So, who is this King Yadu? We don't hear much about him, but if you study Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, you will find out who is this Yadu. He was, his father's name was Yayati, and he had 5 sons. But at one point, his father got cursed with old age. Now, he could become free from the curse if one of his sons would trade his youth for the father's old age. So he asked Yadu first, will you trade? And Yadu was the eldest son. He said no. Why did he say no? Because if he got old age, then he couldn't have children. And he wanted to have children because he knew that Krishna was going to be born in his dynasty. So therefore he refused to accept the curse of his father. And Krishna is compared to Chandan, sandalwood, just like Malaysia. Prabhupada said previously in Malaysia they used to be famous for sandalwood trees. But now they are famous for rubber trees. Because rubber is a very good product. I think we should lock this door now.
Sorry.
And they can come in the back. Yes. So Chandan, as the Malaya Hills, they were famous for Chandan producing. Now, the other diocese is famous because Krishna appeared in it. So, but why should Krishna take birth? And here the answer is, Punya Shloka Shikirtaye, to glorify his devotees, those who are pious, punya, and very much advanced in spiritual understanding. So Krishna becomes the son of Yashoda to glorify Yashoda, and he appears in the dynasty of Yadu to glorify King Yadu. So Yadu is famous because of Krishna. Otherwise, what do we know about Yadu? That's his fame. Krishna is born in his family. Now, Srila Prabhupada said in his lecture on this verse that Krishna has only one work, and that work is to glorify his devotees. Just like the devotee, he has only one thing, and that's to serve Krishna. See that Krishna is pleased. So Krishna has only one thing to do, to glorify his devotees. He says in Bhagavad Gita, yeyatamam prapadyante, that I reciprocate with everyone according to how they worship me. So if you dedicate your life to glorify Krishna, then Krishna is ready to glorify you. You will be also very famous. If you glorify Krishna your whole life, then Krishna will make you also famous. Like Srila Prabhupada, his whole life was for glorifying Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada is the most famous. So, if you actually glorify Krishna, and you only serve him, just like you have too much service to do, then you'll become dear to Krishna, Priya. Just like Yadu became Priya, very dear to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, if you become dear to Krishna, all your problems are solved. No more problem. So this is what we have to do. We have to become very dear to Krishna. Arjuna was Priya, and that's why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And Punya Shloka also. So Krishna is called Uttama Shloka, means he's praised with beautiful prayers. And the devotee is Punya Shloka. He's always praising Krishna with beautiful prayers. So we need to become dear to Krishna by always offering beautiful prayers to Krishna. And this is one of the prayers, prayers of Queen Kunti. So now in the next verse, we will see another reason why Krishna appeared. Verse 33. Apare vasudevasya devakyam yachita vigat ajastumasya kshemaya vahaya chasura isham. Others say, since both Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. So Kunti is mentioning the names of very great devotees of Krishna. Yadu, Vasudeva, Devaki, and she mentioned Yashoda's name, all in connection with Krishna's appearance. Now, what do all of these people have in common? Also with Kunti. Kunti, Devaki, Vasudeva, and Yashoda, and Yadu. They all have something in common. Yes. What is that relationship with Krishna? Vatsalyara. They all have Vatsalyara. So Kunti, she's appreciating these people because she's in Vatsalyara. So she's appreciating Yashoda, she's appreciating Devaki and Vasudeva first of all. That's her relationship with Krishna. So Kunti knows also that if she calls Krishna in relationship with his devotees, she glorifies Krishna in relationship with his devotees, then Krishna will be very pleased. Just like this is another way to become dear to Krishna, that when you call in Krishna's name, then you also connect his name with his devotee, just like Lord Chaitanya, Ayi Nam Tanuja, that please, son of Nanaraj, please pick me up from this ocean of material existence. So Krishna has so many names because he has to satisfy so many devotees. And Prabhupada said, if you take all of Krishna's names and put them together, you get one name, and that is Krishna. Yes, Krishna includes all of the names, just like Krishna's form includes all of the forms of Krishna. So Krishna's name includes all of the names of Krishna. And Krishna means all attractive. So he attracts Yadu, he attracts Devaki, Arjuna, Vasudeva, everyone he attracts. Everyone follows my path, he says. Vartmanu vartante manusha parta sarsha. Everyone follows my path in all respects. So he also, not only he comes to satisfy his devotees, he comes to kill the demons. Vadhyasa sura disham. Killing. So, but actually he doesn't need to come. We discussed that before, but Vasudeva and Devaki requested him to come to protect them, and so he came. And actually, Devaki's fear of Kamsa was not so much for herself. It was, she wanted to protect Krishna, and that's why when Krishna appeared, then he had this four-armed form, and she was thinking, how can I hide such a baby now? You know, Kamsa will surely kill him. So she requested, please change your form. Don't look so different. He will surely understand that you are the one who has come to kill him. So even though he appeared and they were offering prayers to him, still she was afraid. Still she had that Vatsalya Ras. Even though it was mixed with the Aishwarya, still she was afraid of Kamsa, that Kamsa might kill the beautiful baby. So therefore, Krishna went to Vrindavan out of the order of his mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki. So Krishna, he likes to glorify his devotees. He likes to make his devotees more important than he himself. So he made Devaki more important than he, because all the universe is within Krishna, but Krishna went inside of Devaki's womb. So therefore Devaki is even greater, because she had the one who has everything within him in her womb. And so therefore she is greater than Krishna. And so what are some other examples of how Krishna makes his devotee greater than himself? Who? Partha Sarthi. Yes, he drove the chariot of Arjuna. He became the chariot driver. And Arjuna was the hero of the battle of Kurukshetra. And Krishna was just the chariot driver. Arjuna fought the battle and killed everyone, and he became the hero, Arjuna and Bhima. And Krishna, he just drove the chariot. Of course, he did a lot more than that, we know, behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, he was there with his mystic powers. And he also spoke Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra for everyone's benefit for thousands and millions of years. So what's another example of how Krishna makes his devotee greater than himself?
Sudama.
Sudama, yes. He took the water, washing Sudama's feet, put it on his head and his family members. What's another example? Sometimes devotees can do something Krishna cannot do, or his incarnations. Yes?
Arjuna had to advocate on Krishna's behalf because...
Mm. Right, right. Yes, that, what is that verse? Apichetsa, after that. Apichetsa rachlopa chitimamana nivak sara yivisamanta. And then the next one, Shipram Bhakti Parata. Vijanihi, Name Bhakta Pranashati. The next verse, 31. Okay, what else? Yes?
Krishna cannot be caught by
anyone. Oh, yes, Krishna cannot be caught.
But
he allows Mother Yashoda to catch him. Okay? And Lord Ram could not do something that Hanuman could do. We just had Ram's appearance day last week. So Lord Ram had to cross the ocean on a bridge, but Hanuman could jump over the ocean. But Ram needed a bridge to cross. So Hanuman, he showed some powers even more than Ram. Of course, it was by the mercy of Ram that he could jump over the ocean. He took the name of Ram and jumped and leaped across to Lanka. So also Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and one devotee said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spread Krishna consciousness all over India, but he left it for you to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, and for you. So we also have to spread Krishna consciousness all over Melbourne. So There's another question that is asked by Srila Prabhupada in a purport. If a sadhu, a devotee, is already delivered, being on the transcendental platform, then where is the necessity of Krishna coming to deliver him? And Prabhupada also answers that, no, yes, it's true, a devotee is already liberated, so Krishna does not need to come. But he does have to come because the devotee is anxious to see Krishna. So he comes to deliver him from his suffering of separation from Krishna. That's why Krishna comes. That's the reason. So that his devotee will see him and be with him and have pastimes with him. So he came for Yadu, to glorify Yadu and the pious kings. He also came out of, because of the prayers of Vasudev and Devaki. And now we will hear another reason why Krishna came to this world. Verse 34.
Bhāravatāraṇyānya bhuvanāvāivodhā sīrantya-bhūri-bhārena jātā-yatmā-bhāttitā.
Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahmā, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. So now, on a night like this, you feel like that boat, overburdened, so much water. So, seems we had a problem of overpopulation. The boat, if you've ever been in a boat going to Mayapur, you can understand this analogy here. That there was a, they put, you go in this one boat and you have, you know, 3 motorbikes, 10 bicycles, and you know, just flat boat, and you know, you have to hold on to the sides and hope it's not going to tip over. And in India we do have, and they do tip over sometimes, and people drown. So the earth was compared to a boat like that, that it was overburdened. So what was the burden of the earth? Was it that there were too many people?
Sin.
It was sin, yes, yeah, sinful people. There were too many demons. Too much demoniac population. So normally when this happens, when there's a problem in the management of the universe, then Lord Brahma comes and he intervenes. But in this case, like, it was too much for him. Just like when two times Lord Brahma came, when Priyavrat, he was supposed to become the emperor of the universe. Swayambhuvamana was trying to convince him and he wasn't going to accept. He wanted to take sannyas, and Narada was preaching to him very strongly, don't do it, you take sannyas, you'll be brahmachari, don't get married. But Lord Brahma had to intervene, and he had to convince him, no, you have to take this emperorship of the universe. Now, if anybody was offered that today, they would certainly not hesitate. Of course, they wouldn't be qualified. That's the problem. Everybody wants to be the king and the president and everything, but here's the devotee is not interested in that. And I mean, this is the highest position, to be emperor of the universe, and he rejected that. So Brahma had to intervene. And when the Prachetas, the descendants of Priyavrata, they were burning all the trees on the surface of the earth, then Brahma had to stop them. He had to intervene. And also when Dhruva was killing all the Yakshas, then Brahma had to come and intervene and tell him, okay, it's enough. One yaksha killed your brother, and you're killing so many innocent yakshas, so stop it. So, but this time, Brahma couldn't handle it. So when Brahma can't handle it, he goes to Vishnu, and Vishnu said, don't worry, I'm coming. As incarnation. So this is the problem. When the world becomes overburdened with too many demons, then there is, it will tilt. There will be, and also, Srila Prabhupada said, that this taking out the oil from the earth is disturbing the balance of the earth. And he said that many thousands of years ago the same thing happened and the earth fell into the ocean of Rasapala. The cause of, not the causal ocean, but Garbha Goshen. So now again the balance is being upset by the demonic population. In the 8th canto, it is said, on the surface of the earth there are many great mountains and oceans, very heavy, and Mother Earth has no difficulty carrying them, but she feels very overburdened if she carries even one person who is a liar. And just imagine how many liars there are today. So she's feeling a lot of burden. So Chanaka Panda gives the example how like a bad son is a burden on the father. If you have an eye that has a cataract, you can't see and it's only troublesome. So if you get a many demoniac population, then it's very troublesome for the earth. So this is Dharma Saglani. When people forget what is religion, so then God comes. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in the airport in London, the reporter asked him, "Why have you come here?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "To teach you what you have forgotten, and that is God." Some people say God is dead. Some people say that I am God. Some people say there is no God. So I have come to teach all you people that God lives, God exists. So now, actually, this is happening. The demoniac population is overburdening the surface of the earth at this point. So how has Krishna descended? In which form do we see Lord Krishna now?
In the form of holy name.
Holy name, very good. Very
Nama
good. Nama Rupe, Nama Avatar. Any other form that we see Krishna? No. Deities, very good. So many places all over the world, Krishna has appeared. In Melbourne also, Radhabalava. Any other form?
Devotees.
Good. Prasadam. He has come as Prasadam to save the world. Yes. Sankirtan. Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavatam Seva. Very good. Okay, so, yes, there is hope. There is hope. And I saw in Mayapur a few years ago that they made a dress for the Panchatattva in the languages of all the world. And holy name was on this dress in Russian, in Italian, in German, English, Hindi, and Urdu, Arabic. They were all the holy names of Krishna. So you can see how it's spreading all over the world. So we'll go to verse 35. And this is the only thing that will actually help people of the world. So verse 35. Avesmin Krishnamananam Avidya Kamakarvavi Shavana Smaragahani Karishani Tiketshana. And yet others say that you have prepared to rejuvenate devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned soul suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. So this is the relevant reason for us, the real reason for Krishna's appearance, that he's come to teach devotional service. So usually we think Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that incarnation who came to teach devotional service, Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. So how did Krishna teach devotional service? It says he came here to do that also. What was Krishna's way to teach devotional service?
Gita.
Very good. He taught Bhagavad Gita. Manmana Bhavamar Bhaktal. Always think of me. Become my devotee. So he taught in that way. He also showed us his Braj pastimes and how the pure devotees of Braj loved him and how they performed devotional service and what we can aspire for as devotees. That we can aspire to perform devotional service on this highest level of the bridge bhasis. Bhavesmin Krishmananam refers to struggle for existence. So why does this struggle exist? In the second line, it says avidya, ignorance. Why do people struggle so hard out of ignorance? And what is the nature of that ignorance? Kama, karmabhi. Kama means we want to satisfy our senses, we have some desires, and karma be, therefore, work. If you want to. So first, avidya means ignorance. Okay, we have desires, therefore we should work, that's our ignorance. That's what we are thinking. Okay, I am this body, therefore I must work for my senses. So Prabhupada said this one line explains the whole material existence. Why there is trouble, why there is struggle, Krishna, why there is so much suffering. just because material desires. So, what to do? Then the next two lines tell you, Shravana, Smarana, Arhana. That you should hear, you should remember, and you should worship Lord Krishna. There's a verse in 3rd canto, 7th chapter, verse 14. Ashesha sankhlesha samam vitate gunanuvara shavanam marare. That so many miseries can be finished at once if you just hear about and chant about Murari, Krishna. So, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he gives us this verse, Sarvadharmam Pritya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So for this verse, Prabhupada translated it in another way. Instead of give up, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me, Srila Prabhupada translated, you rascal, give up all your nonsense and surrender to me. So we all have our nonsense that we have to give up to surrender to Krishna. And we all know what that is. Whatever that nonsense may be, we should give it up and surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharma prityaja. And when Srila Prabhupada was preaching to the people of the West, this verse, Sarva dharma prityaja, give up all religion and surrender. He said, you already did the first part. You already gave up all religion. Now just surrender to Krishna. Don't have to worry about the first part. You already gave up all your religion. And so now just surrender to Krishna. Just follow the second part. So it was true. It was sometimes more difficult to teach people that were from India because they said, we already know these things. So therefore, we cannot learn. We don't need to learn anything. We already know. And so Prabhupada said that was the advantage of the Westerners because we didn't know anything. We didn't know Krishna. So why not Krishna? Why not surrender to Krishna? But if you tell somebody in India, well, why not Shiva? Why not Durga? Why not? So many, you have a long list of why not. But in the West, it's okay. Yeah, Krishna's good. Fine. No problem. Krishna, why not Krishna? Yes. We don't have any other gods. So we can surrender to Krishna. And so Kunti says, Prabhupada, Kunti says, again, now he translates this verse in a different way. You have come to teach rascals laboring under the burden of self-created work like this and engage them in hearing, remembering, and worship. So Srila Prabhupada said, if your mind is very disturbed, you cannot fix it on Krishna, or you cannot even chant, then here's another chance for you. So it says Shravanam, okay, you should hear. Now if you can't do that, if you can't chant and hear, then Smarana, remember, just think about him. You know, just come in front of the deities and think. Right? So if you can't do that, he said, okay, you just go in front of the deities and just look at the deities. And you can be purified if you just say, oh, how nicely dressed is Krishna. Then that's service. That's devotional service. And you can become liberated like that too. So, even a child can do that. Here's Krishna, here's Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada said that even a child can take part in the chanting. Of course, that's chanting. Or even a dog can take part in it. And so I saw somewhere, I think it was in the Indradyumna Maharaja's postings, that he's chanting Harinam now in Africa, in the shanty town, and there was some dogs also, or something, that were following and dancing in the kirtan.
So,
you had a dog on Harinam. Just see, just for our class today. Yeah, a dog on Harinam.
He was enjoying dragging his tail.
He really liked the Harinam. So he's more advanced than a lot of people. Yes. Yeah, in Russia, in Moscow, Odessa, it was Odessa. We went to one park and we had a program there. It was 1998, it was many years ago. And it was the first time devotees had been there in that city, in Odessa. And it was just like a huge park and there were some buildings. And there were many dogs who lived there. But one dog was a devotee. He used to come Mangalarti time. And he wouldn't go in the temple, but he would just, you know how dogs offer obeisances. He would go on everybody's shoes in front of the temple, our temple room, and he would just offer obeisances on the shoes. And when we did Harinam, he would follow us. And the other dogs, they would be, you know, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And this dog, he would follow the Harinam. He wouldn't associate with the other dogs. He really liked the devotees. So there are, it is true, actually. I mean, there's so many stories. You probably heard about this cow in Malaysia who used to come for lecture and sit with the Matajis on the Matajis side. And there was a bull who in Orissa who came for Bhagavat Katha, this Bhagavat Sapta. At the exact time, morning and evening, he would come and sit. Nobody told him, you know, but he knew. And then the next year, they were all seeing if he would come, and sure enough, he came right on time for the Bhagavat Sapta. So 2 years in a row, he came, and they had his picture was there in the paper and everything. So even an animal can sometimes do these things. Or if you're more intelligent, Prabhupada said, you can offer prayers. Yes. So in your next picture, you can show a dog dancing Harinam. Yes. So in the purport, Prabhupada talks about the process of devotional service. And he says there's 9 processes, and he changes one word here. So see if you can catch this word that he changes out of the 9. The Lord, however, out of his causeless mercy, because he is more merciful to the suffering living beings than they can expect, appears before them and renovates the principles of devotional service comprised of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping, praying, cooperating, and surrendering unto him. Cooperating. So that means friendship. So friendship, now here he's talking about, well, I mean, there's 2 ways you can take it. You can cooperate with other devotees or cooperate with Krishna. I mean, Krishna has his plan. So if we cooperate with Krishna's plan, then we're Krishna's friend. We can be Krishna's friend. So this is wonderful. So Prabhupada said, this particular type of mercy is bestowed upon a living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Harinam is very important, because then you're directly giving this mercy to the people who aren't even expecting it or looking for it. And Srila Prabhupada said that the dogs, the animals that are living with the devotees, that they will go back to Godhead. They should go back to Godhead in their next life. It's like the animals in Vrindavan, that they made a mistake, they made an offense to the Dham, and so therefore they have to be born as dogs, hogs, and monkeys. So those animals that live on the devotees' farms, or sometimes even in their houses, in the West, some devotees have pets. And so those animals are special, and they are like devotees, and they will go back to Godhead. I know there was one devotee had a cat, and that cat used to wake her up from Mangalarti and remind her of the times of the day where she's supposed to chant and everything. And then one day the cat came and was, you know, trying to tell the devotee something, and then after a few minutes then she followed the cat and saw the cat had stretched out in front of her deities and left the body. So special animals are there. Yes, these, yes. So anyway, we are also special animals. And we've got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu somehow or other. So now verse 36 expands on this chanting hearing and gives some more ways to understand this process of devotional service. Verse 36. Shrinvanti Gayanti Kinanta Vishnasha Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha Deva Pashyantya Chirena Tavakam Bhava Bhava Paramam Param Pujam. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So Shinvanti here, simply here, and that's the most important instruction for when you're trying to chant japa, is just here. Just hear the holy name. Krishna Maharaj, he didn't do anything else except here, sit in front of Shukadeva Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada said, if all you do is just sit in the class, whenever they give Gita class or Bhagavatam class, and you just hear, that's enough. You don't even need to understand what you're hearing, just hear. He said that. And sometimes Prabhupada, he said the vibration will help you. Just like in Calcutta, sometimes he would speak in Bengali or Hindi. And we would go to his class and we wouldn't understand much, but just hearing and seeing Srila Prabhupada was enough for us. We felt very uplifted. So sometimes the devotees, they, especially in the West, they mispronounce the Bengali or the Sanskrit. Jayananda, who is Srila Prabhupada's dear disciple who left his body in 1975 or 6, there's a story how Prabhupada was trying to teach him to chant Gayatri, and he kept mispronouncing so badly that Prabhupada just gave up and said, okay, don't worry. Just because he worked so hard for Prabhupada that Prabhupada just took that feeling of him, that devotion. He took the devotion and he didn't mind that we couldn't pronounce so much as so nicely. Sometimes in the beginning when Prabhupada came to India, then the people, like scholars, would criticize. And one pandal, my god sisters, Kushala and Shimati, I think, were chanting mantras, maybe malati, in the pandal. And there were some people there, and some of them complained to Prabhupada, oh, they're not pronouncing properly. And Srila Prabhupada said, they have 10 times the devotion that you have. And so he didn't see the pronunciation so much, but he saw the devotion. And so this is what we're going to concentrate on today, the devotion. But let us finish this verse first. I have some nice verses on the holy name. I'll just read you a couple of verses from the scriptures. Varaha Purana. Vasudevasya Sankitya Sarapa Vyatitopiva Mutta Jayatini Atam Mahavishyaprasidati. If somehow or other one chants Krishna's holy name, Krishna is attracted to him and he showers him with causeless mercy. Even a ghostly haunted drunkard, miserably suffering numerous health disorders, simply chants the holy name, then liberation is immediately within his easy reach. And so that's one. And here's another one. Akachit smaranam vishnar bhaya vasena sadhyate ostaspandramatrena kirtanam chutachavaram. One who has worshipped the deity of the Lord for at least 1,000 lifetimes, and in each life, having taken proper brahminical initiation, is able to vibrate the holy name of the Lord. Actually, that's the next verse. Yena janma shatai purvam vasudeva samarchita samukhi harinamani sadati shtanti bharata. So anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna, it's quite possible you've been worshipping the deity for 1,000 lifetimes. So now you're finally chanting Hare Krishna. So that means you can do it in this lifetime too. If they need pujaris, I don't know, but you can also do some deity worship. Get your Gayatri mantra and go for it. Abhishnasha means continuously. That not, okay, sometimes I chant, sometimes I don't chant. Every day you should chant Hare Krishna. And now it's a little bit difficult because we're in the beginning stages, we're struggling a bit. So sometimes our mind goes away, we have to bring it back to the chanting. But the time will come when our mind will become our friend. Now our mind is not our friend so much. We have a little struggle with the mind. But if we persevere, then we come to the stage of Nishta, when we'll be steady. And then Smaranti will remember, and our mind will be our friend. And when our mind is our friend, then it'll be automatically, we'll just remember Krishna, and we'll, maybe we'll be in Maya, but then all of a sudden we'll go to Krishna, and we won't even think, well, how did my mind go to Krishna now? Now we're thinking, well, how did my mind go to Maya? We better try to put it on Krishna. And in that time, we'll just hear a kirtan, and our mind will go there. So that is when your mind is your friend. Or you see a picture, your mind goes there. See a picture of Krishna, see the deities. Your mind is your friend. Or you see a book about Krishna, and immediately you want to read it. Then you know your mind is your friend. Not you see a newspaper, and you think, okay. Your mind goes there. What's happening in the world today? That's why Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he made a newspaper, daily newspaper of what's happening in the spiritual world. And somebody asked him, well, how is it possible you can make a daily newspaper of what's happening? And he said, well, you know, in this material world, it's only 1/4 of the planets in the spiritual world. So we can have three times as many newspapers here about the spiritual world and what's happening. And when you actually chant the holy name, there comes a point, actually the most confidential secret of the Bhagavatam is given in the seed mantras, the Chaturshloki, that when you actually chant very nicely and do devotional service, then your heart is like a TV, and that heart will become purified. And you will see broadcast on that TV Krishna Lila from the spiritual world. So that's what we want to do by the chanting. We want to clean our heart so that we can repair our broken TV set that we have in our heart right now. And that TV set, it will be broadcasting Ram Lila if you're Ram Bhakta, or Krishna Lila if you're Krishna Bhakta, or Chaitanya Lila. Yes?
You mean it's like how Sanjay saw
the... Yes, just like Sanjay saw battlefield of Kurukshetra. He had special vision given to him by his Guru Maharaj Vyasadev. He gave him a special mantra where he could visualize things far away. Yes, same for you. But you have to chant very nicely and serve spiritual master. Yes, the day will come when you will see Goloka. Or if you worship Lord Chaitanya, you will see Navadvipa. Or if you worship both, you'll see both. You have two channels on your TV. Some devotees, they go to both places. At the end, they go to Navadvipa and Vrindavan. So it's possible. You can have two channels on your TV. And if you're Ram Bhakta, then just one channel, I think. Ram Lila. Okay, so a Vaishnava, we should always should try, and that is the goal. Always remember the goal. The goal is that we want to find out what is our relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. So we have to chant our 16 rounds. If we don't chant our 16 rounds, Satchinandan Swami says that you're making an appointment to meet Krishna, but you don't show up. Just like if you make an appointment with your friend, to meet your friend. Okay, tomorrow we will go for lunch together, 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock comes, you're there, your friend doesn't show. It's 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, finally you phone up your friend. What happened? Oh, I forgot. So, or I was too busy, or I had something else to do. So Krishna is waiting for you every day for you to chant your 16 rounds. So it's an appointment to meet Krishna every day. So if you don't make your appointment, then Krishna will say, well, where were you? And you'll say, oh, I was just too busy. Sorry. I forgot. I had to do this, I had to do that. So that's very important. You chant, and then one day you will actually see Krishna. And then Nandanti, you'll feel pleasure when you're chanting. Unless you feel pleasure, then you can't really do it. And the subject is about Krishna. Tivehi tam chanaha. And the result of chanting is given in this verse, Deva Pashyanti. You will see Krishna. You will see his lotus feet by this process. And the purport, Prabhupada says, Supreme Lord Shri Krishna cannot be seen by our present conditional vision. In order to see him, one has to change his present vision by developing a different condition of life full of spontaneous love of Godhead. So this verse tells you when you will see Krishna. Achirena, very soon, probably so not after millions of years. Immediately, of course, we thought when we joined, okay, maybe 2 years, 3 years. I was waiting. I'm still waiting. No, now I see him, but I'm still waiting to see him in the chanting. Of course, before you see, we are expecting to see with our eyes, but actually you have to see with your ears and with your heart. And then you will see. With the eyes, that will come later. But first you have to see with your heart. In your tongue. It will appear in your tongue. And Padambujam, if you chant without offense, you will see Krishna's lotus feet. And this bhava, pravaha, or paramam, this very huge waves of material existence, they will end, they will stop at Krishna's lotus feet. Parambuja. So this is where the devotees are. They are at Krishna's lotus feet, and Krishna sees the devotees at his feet, and he's very pleased with his devotees. So now I'd like to ask you a question. Why do we do service to Krishna? Why should we serve Krishna? Yes, in the back?
Because that's what we do in the spiritual
life. Okay, because it's our natural constitutional position. Okay, yes?
Because that's our supreme duty.
Because it's our duty, supreme duty. Yes?
To please Krishna.
Yes?
Makes us happy.
Makes us happy. Okay? Alright, so today, your homework question is how to please Krishna. So whatever you're doing, if you're chanting your rounds, you must think, this is for you, Krishna. I want to please you. That's why I'm chanting. If you're serving your deities, this is for you. If you're going to work, this is for you, Krishna. I'm working to support your family. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, he was grihastha. And he said, I see that my family, my wife, my children, they are all your servants. So I'm working to support your servants, and this is your house. This is your house, and I'm working to support your servants. So that was his mentality, and he had many children, maybe 10, 12, something, so many children. But that was his mentality, that and he was working as a judge, and writing by night, working by day, writing by night. So tomorrow, before tomorrow night, I want you to just observe your mind and see, why are you doing service? Is it duty? Is it for you? Is it for some material benefit? Is it for some intellectual benefit? Or is it just to please Krishna? So I want you to endeavor to try to please Krishna. Do something tomorrow just to please Krishna. Just, of course, everything, if you're doing service, is definitely pleasing to Krishna. But if you make your mind and heart in that way, then it will help also. It will help you just to see, okay, how am I thinking this is for you, Krishna? This is, I want to give this to you, the results. So that is what you do for your homework tomorrow. Yes?
Mataji, when I was in Mayapur, Pankaj Andhra Prabhu was talking about Narayani, Mataji was preaching to in Jagannath Puri to one ashram and was making them chant.
No, no, I was not preaching in Puri, no. Probably somebody, one of my god sisters, and he got us confused. He probably got us confused. Yeah, maybe. Not me in Puri, no. I haven't been to Puri for years. Oh, that's good. Sometimes people give you credit for things you don't do, and sometimes they blame you for things you don't do. So I'm sure it'll balance out. At least somebody said something good. Thank you. But yeah, maybe it's another Narayani. There are many also. And but my god sister there is, it's probably Mahadevi. Maybe Mahadevi. She preaches in Puri. Mahadevi goes there. Mahadevi and another one. Somya Priya. Probably one of them. No. Okay. So, you know your homework for tomorrow. How much of your day do you consciously think, this is for Krishna, this is for his pleasure? So that's your day tomorrow, is going to be just for Krishna. Try to please him. Just think. Okay, verse 37.
Abhyayanastvam sakite hita prabho jihasi svitsu vidana jivinam isham na chanyat bhavata parambuja parayanam rajasiyo jitanasam.
Oh my lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today, though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us now when all kings are at enmity with us? So Kunti is now coming to the point. he's being very direct that now you're leaving us, don't go. She's not giving permission for Krishna to go. Although he's come to ask permission at her lotus feet, please give me your blessings for my trip. No. Now she's saying, how can you leave us? We're dependent on you. So Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, the Pandavas are most fortunate because with all good luck they were entirely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. In the material world, to be dependent on the mercy of someone else is the utmost sign of misfortune. But in the case of our transcendental relation with the Lord, it is the most fortunate case, and we can live completely dependent on Him. Material disease is due to thinking of becoming independent of everything, but the cruel material nature does not allow us to become independent. So this is, and Prabhupada says, the highest achievement of perfect civilization is to work with valor, but at the same time completely depend on the Lord. So how can you work with valor and depend on the Lord? How do you understand that? It looks like there's two contradictory things. You work and you depend on Krishna. So what's happening here actually? You're detached from the work, okay. Results. Okay, good. Yeah, so for the results, you depend on Krishna. And for the success of the work? Krishna. Okay. And who's going to do the work? You. No, Krishna is not going to do it. You're going to do the work. Krishna told Arjuna, you should fight. He didn't say, you sit on the chariot, I'll fight, I'll give you the result, I'll do everything, and you just sit. No, you have to work. Yes. So we work hard. There was a prayer by one Christian saint, St. Thomas. You should pray as if everything depends on the Lord. So that's in the morning we chant our japa. So please give me, empower me. Then you work as if everything depends on you. So that means to work with valor. You work like if you don't do it, then it won't happen. You work as if everything depends on you, but you pray as if everything depends on the Lord. So before you work, you pray, please help me, please give me the strength, please give me the ability, and please give me the result. No, don't be attached to the result. Yes. So they didn't expect Krishna to do everything. They fought very valiantly in the battle of Kurukshetra. Sometimes we think, wouldn't it be nice if I didn't, you know, if I could just do nothing? But no, that is mode of ignorance. No, it's good to work for Krishna. And if you try to be falsely independent, you are called anatta. You have no guardian. Just like a street dog. The street dog has to wander. In India, here you don't see, I don't think in the West, they pick up the street dogs. There are no street dogs. But in India, there are many street dogs. And they are just, you know, completely full of disease and thin and very uncared for, dirty. And you see the difference between those dogs and the dogs that have a master. Now in India, people have dogs too. So you see the difference between the street dogs. They have no master, and they even try, you know, they follow you, they try to convince you. So Prabhupada compared that to people trying to get a job nowadays. They're like the street dogs, and they're trying to convince the people, please accept me. You go to college so you can go for a job. And so anyway, here in the purport, Prabhupada says, all the members of the Pandava family were Mahatmas in household life. Maharaj Yudhisthira was the head of these Mahatmas, and Queen Kunti Devi was the mother. The lessons of Bhagavad Gita and all the Puranas, specifically Bhagavad Purana, are therefore inevitably connected with the history of the Pandava Mahatmas. So how many of you here are married? Raise your hand. Yes, there are many of you. Okay. So even if you're married, you can be a Mahatma. And Bhagavatam tells you how. Rishabdev 5:5-3, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Verse 3. He's a Grihastha Mahatma, and he's talking to his sons, who only nine of them were sannyasis, the Navayoginis, and the rest, out of the 100 sons, 9 were sannyas and 91 were married, kshatriyas and brahmanas. There were also 9 yogis and like 9 kshatriyas, I believe, and then there were the rest, 81 brahmanas. But they were all married, all grihastas. So he was teaching them how to be mahatma in grihastha life. So there's a verse that those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness, increasing their love of Godhead, do not like to do anything not related to Krishna. So your grihastha life should be centered on reviving your Krishna consciousness and increasing your love of God. Not interested in mingling with people busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Not attached to their homes, although they may be householders. Nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. So, although you may not be attached, but you should act as if you're attached. That was the teaching of Lord Chaitanya to Raghunath Das. Don't be crazy. Don't be crazy. You go home and you perform your duties. So, then Prabhupada gives us a list of Mahatma Grihastas. So we have the 12 Mahajans. Out of those 12, 7 were Grihastas. Prahlada, Janaka, not Bhishma. Brahma, he puts Brahma in the list of Grihastas. Lord Brahma. Who else? Shiva, Yamaraj, yes. Manu, yes, they are all Grihastas. Only Narada, yeah, Bali was Grihastha. And the Kumaras were Brahmachari, Narada was Brahmachari. Bhishma was Brahmachari. Janaka is Grihastha. Yeah. And out of the Panchatattva, 4 out of 5. Gadadhar was sannyas, and the rest all got married out of the Panchatattva. So he said, yes, so this is good. When he went to preach, Srila Prabhupada sent 3 Grihastas to London to start the London temple. And he said, my Guru Maharaj, he sent Brahmacharis and Sannyasis to preach. I'm sending Grihastas. So we also did that. What you had to do when you first became devotee in 1970s is you learn everything. You learn to cook, you learn kirtan, you learn book distribution. Well, we didn't have book distribution. Back to Godhead distribution, Harinam. And then you go and start your own temple. So my husband and I, we went after, it was 1 year we were devotees and we had to go start a temple. Our own it wasn't so successful, but at least we tried. We did try. But in London they were very successful, where the sannyasis were not successful, that Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati sent there. And they even told Prabhupada, now we have to teach you how to eat with a knife and a fork. And Sri Prabhupada said, no, I will teach them to eat with their fingers. I will teach them how to follow me. And they said, you have to dress like, you know, in suit and tie. And I said, no, I will make them put on sari and dhoti. And so Prabhupada was very powerful. He actually did that. He had us out on the streets, and we didn't even have sari and dhoti. We had sheets, yellow sheets for grihastas, and orange sheets for brahmacharis and brahmacharinis. They also wore saffron. In the 70s, we didn't have, you know, people. Nobody had gone to India and brought things back from India, so we just had to buy just yards of cloth in the shop, and that's what we were wearing. And we were in Boston, which was the topmost part of America, and we were sent to Florida, which is at the bottom. And so Satsarup Maharaj, he was Grihastha then. He said, I'm sending you to Florida. So then how he sent us, he put us on the road and we had to hitchhike. And we were in our yellow sheets with our luggage with some boxes we had. And, you know, in those days, nobody knew who devotees were and we just looked very strange. But somebody picked us up, amazingly enough. And it didn't take long. And so, yes, Grihastha. We were expected to preach as Grihastas. We were expected. So here in the purport, Prabhupada says, for them, separation from the Lord was just like separation of a fish from water. Srimati Kunti Devi therefore felt such separation like a thunderbolt, and the whole prayer of the queen is to try to persuade the Lord to stay with them. So Kunti is giving good reasons why Krishna should stay. First she mentions Yadu, Devaki, Vasudeva, Brahma, the earth, how Krishna came for them. So why not also, for you also came for us, so we're your surrendered devotees, so you should stay with us. And the second reason is she gave today that, you know, now we've killed so many kings and their friends and relatives are going to come and fight with us, so we're not safe. You have to stay and protect us still. So how can you leave? We're your intimate friends. So she's giving all the reasons. And of course, we are taught that separation is the highest, and that is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kunti is experiencing the separation from Krishna even before he goes. And this is what we are also learning in our movement. But when you feel actual separation from Krishna so intensely, then you meet Krishna in that separation. And that was the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, teaching of the gopis, when Krishna left the Rasa dance. Then they were feeling such separation, they thought they were Krishna, and they were imitating his pastimes. And in that mood, they were meeting, they were with Krishna, because they were so much intensely feeling separation. So we're in that same position. If we just hear, chant, and remember and worship, as Kunti is recommending, we can experience the same feelings of separation that these devotees did. So we're also feeling separation from Srila Prabhupada. And I mentioned this in one class, I think one of the first classes, but now I have the actual quote, so I can read this to you, that Sudama Prabhu, that was his name, he was asking Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada talked to me about his leaving, and I didn't deal with it well, I didn't want to hear it. As far as I was concerned, he was living forever, which he does. But he was talking about position of Shiksha, Diksha Guru, and I was totally confused. I said, Prabhupada, all I know is you. Now you're saying there's another kind of Guru. What is this? But I said, wait, no. When you don't see me here physically, always listen for me. I will instruct you through the bodies of others from time to time. Always listen for me. So Siddhartha said, what does that mean, Prabhupada, if a dog barks? That was just what I said. Anyone, it can be anyone. So then, actually it was his mother who had a dream of Prabhupada. After Sudama actually left the movement, left the devotees. And his mother told him, Prabhupada came, and he said, you must come back. You should go back to the devotees. So now, we want to please Krishna. That's our homework for tomorrow. That's our meditation, how to please Krishna. So Prabhupada says at the end of the purport, it is not only the Pandavas who were put into the condition of enmity. All of us are always in such a condition. And the best way of living is to become completely dependent on the will of the Lord and thereby overcome all difficulties of material existence. Okay, any questions on today's class? We have a few minutes left. Yes?
Mm-hmm. So then our mind is free. But then sometimes you got some duties or some other service, and then because there is, say for example, kirtan is going on, and then you get attracted to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is also like service, but then you got some other duty or some other service.
Right.
Is it mind being friend then, or is it?
Okay, the question is, suppose you have some duties to do, but the kirtan is going on and you're attracted to the kirtan. No, your mind's your friend. It's all right. It can be, if you're attracted to kirtan, that's wonderful. But not like that you want an excuse to get out of your duties. But don't feel guilty. It's quite all right to be attracted to kirtan. Even if you have your duties. That's not a problem. But then if you resent the duties, then that's not good. then your mind's not your friend. Yes?
In continuation of that question, what if we're engaged in one particular duty, which is for Krishna, and then another, like, kirtan really attracts me? So this happens to me, actually. I'm engaged in something, cleaning or upstairs, and then there's wonderful kirtan. So
well, can you hear the kirtan while you're cleaning?
Yeah.
So chant alone then, while you're cleaning. then why not join the kirtan while you're cleaning? Yeah. If it's, especially if it, you can get it on the, I don't know, they have radio in India, in Vrindavan they have it on radio. They put everything on radio. Yeah, I know. You want to be in the kirtan. Yes. That's really good. That's very good. Cultivate that. Yes. Yes, it's wonderful that now the kirtan is so nice that people want to join the kirtan. The 12-hour kirtan, the 24-hour kirtan. That's really nice. Not enough kirtan, huh? 24 hours. That's really good. That's a sign that the movement is increasing. The quality also. That, because in, when we joined, then we were so attached to kirtan, 10 hours. We were doing every day 10 hours a day, or 12 hours a day. Every day. That was our service. That was our service. Harinam was my service. One, I had two services, Harinam and then typing Prabhupada's books. So 4 hours for the typing and 10, 12 hours for the Harinam. Now what else do you do? you have a little time for sleeping. On that standard was 4 hours for sleeping those days. And then eating in between. Eat out there on Harinam, we would eat out there. I mean, we would bring prasad, lunch, and eat at Harinam. In the park. It was the Boston Commons. Yeah, it was wonderful. And we had that feeling then. And we were having kirtan all the time, actually. If we were just waiting to eat prasadam, we would be dancing and chanting. We wouldn't just sit, you know, quietly. And it was different. And we had like 60, 70 devotees at the temple, inside, living in the temple. Amazing devotees. Satsarup, I think I told you before, Satsarup Maharaj is the temple president. Giriraj Maharaj was Harinam, and Hridananda was temple commander, Hridananda Maharaj. And another, Bhavananda was there, he was something, interior decorator. Jai Doita was in charge of press, and all the artists were there, and all of the press workers. So it was quite an amazing temple. Boston, 1970. Boston in 1970, ISKCON Press was there. And we had a lot of Pradyumna, Sanskrit scholar. Any other questions? Yes?
Right. So, what kind of oil? Is it every oil or
particular oil? Well, petrol, basically. Gas, petrol. Even this mining. Yeah, all this mining is not good. But especially the petrol. Srila Prabhupada said that just like you need it for the airplane, so the earth needs it to fly also. So if they take out the petrol, then the supply, you know, then when the supply runs out, you know, inside it's burning. They say it's hot in the middle of the earth. So what's burning there? Petrol. Yes.
Yeah, because I've been reading that we're in our last stages of petrol,
uh-huh.
And that's why it's becoming so expensive.
Uh huh.
So we're probably going to see a lot of devastation.
Yeah, maybe. Srila Prabhupada said that, yeah, that the world war and all that thing, everything can come, but if we become strongly Krishna conscious, then we can stop it. We can stop all the problem, all the devastation, and the devotees have the power to stop it.
But to some degree, we are doing that too.
Yeah, to some degree, we're doing it. We are. Everyone?
Not everyone's
a pure devotee, but whatever little you do, it counts. Whatever little chanting you do, every round, every mantra you chant, it's helping.
I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah. Every round, every mantra you chant, every obeisance you do, everything helps to balance and to purify the atmosphere of the earth. Everything helps. Well, we use it while it's here. Srila Prabhupada used it. And he said, we use whatever they have, and you know, now you're in it, so you use it, but when it's taken away, then we have to adjust. Get a bullock cart. Horse, yeah, right. Horses are faster. Horse carriages. Camel, elephant. Yeah, in India they still have different things, different modes, and you see them right on the highway too. Not like here, but in India everything's on the highway, and they go the wrong direction too. That's the worst. That I can't say. The worst thing is when your driver is going the wrong direction. I try to convince them it doesn't matter, the petrol's cheaper on that side. We'll get the petrol on this side. They won't listen. Yeah. Now, I just saw there. I saw them. There's one picture. I mean, there's so many pictures of the road signs. There was one road sign that said the limit on this bridge is 11 tons, so only one elephant at a time across. I mean, yes, India is very special country. Anyway, okay, I'll go to Shri Prabhupada. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last class. Hare Krishna. 7 o'clock.